Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 28, Relationship with the Supreme, Part 5. The discussion proceeds on the basis of love of Godhead. Although Lord Chaitanya accepted these principles, he still requested Ramananda Roy to further explain advanced devotional service. Thus, Lord Chaitanya gave Ramananda Roy a chance to discuss the gradual advancement from the principles of Varnashram Dharma, or the four castes and four orders of spiritual life. Lord Chaitanya rejected the Varnashram Dharma and the offering of fruitive activity because, in the field of executing pure devotional service, there is very little use for such principles. For without self-realization, those artificial methods of devotional service cannot be accepted as pure devotional service. Self-realized pure devotional service is completely different from all other kinds of transcendental activity. The highest stage of transcendental activity is always free from all material desires, free from fruitive efforts, and free from speculative attempts at knowledge. The highest stage concentrates on the simple, favorable execution of pure devotional service. Ramananda Roy could understand the motive of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Ramananda stated that the attainment of pure love of Godhead is the highest perfectional stage. There is a very nice verse in the Padyavali, which is said to be composed by Ramananda Roy himself. Nano pachara krita pujanam artha bandho premnaiva bhakta ridayam sukha vidrutam syat yavat pshud asti jathare jaratha pipasa tavat sukaya bhavato nanu bhakshya paye. As long as there is hunger in the belly, and one feels like eating and drinking, then one can become happy by taking anything eatable. So similarly, there may be much paraphernalia for worshipping the Supreme Lord, but when that is mixed with pure love of God, then it becomes an actual source of transcendental happiness. Ramananda Roy also composed another verse which states that even after millions and millions of births, one cannot achieve a sense of devotional service. But if somehow or other one desires to attain devotional service, the association of a pure devotee will render it possible. Thus, one should have a strong desire to engage in devotional service. In these two verses, Ramananda Roy has described the regulative principles and developed love of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya wanted to bring Ramananda Roy to the stage of developed love of Godhead. And so Lord Chaitanya wanted Ramananda Roy to speak from that platform. Thus, the discussion between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya proceeds on the basis of love of Godhead. If love of Godhead is elevated to the personal platform, it is called prema bhakti. In the beginning of prema bhakti, a particular relationship between the Supreme Lord and the devotee is not yet established, but when prema bhakti develops, a relationship with the Supreme Lord is thus manifest in different transcendental flavors. The first stage is that of servitude, wherein the Supreme Lord is accepted as master and the devotee as eternal servitor. When Lord Chaitanya accepted this process, Ramananda Roy described the relationship between the servitor and the master. As described in the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Durvasa Muni, a great mystic yogi, who considered himself very elevated, envied Maharaj Ambarisha, who was known as the greatest devotee of the time. And in the attempt to harass Maharaj Ambarisha, Durvasa Muni met with a great catastrophe and was defeated by the Sudarshana Chakra of the Supreme Lord. And Durvasa Muni admitted his fault and said, Yannama Sruti Matrena Puman Bhavati Nirmalaha Tasya Tirtha Padakking Va Dasanam Avashishyate. For pure devotees who are always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, nothing is considered impossible. For the pure devotees are engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord, whose very name is sufficient for liberation. In the Stotra Ratna, Yamuna Acharya writes, Bhavantam evanu charan nirantara, prashanta nishesha mano ratantara, kadaham aikantika nitya kinkara, praharsha yashyami sanata jivitam. O my Lord, those who keep themselves independent of your service are actually helpless. They work on their own account, but they receive no support from superior authority. Therefore, I long for the time when I shall engage fully in your transcendental loving service without any desire for material satisfaction and without being confined to the mental plane. And only when I engage in such unalloyed devotional service will I actually enjoy spiritual life. Upon hearing this statement, Lord Chaitanya requested Ramananda Rai to go even further. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 28, Relationship with the Supreme, Part 5. The discussion proceeds on the basis of love of Godhead. Recorded September 19, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.